What's up, people? It is Saturday, December 23rd. My name is B Hill, and this is the Just My Opinion podcast. Jumping right into it, the Colorado Supreme Court ruled that Trump would not be on their primary ballot because he was involved in an insurrection for January 6th, which I have a feeling that will be overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court, but at least it's a start of him being held accountable. And as always, the Trump supporters leaked the names of the justices on the Colorado Supreme Court, and now they are receiving death threats. For every judge, attorney, or anyone involved in the prosecution of Trump, they've all had their personal information leaked. They've all had death threats. Some of their families, even people that work in the courthouse, some of the court staff have had their information leaked, and they've been receiving credible death threats from this fool's minions. They always try the intimidation tactic with the threats and things of that nature. But they get that from him because that's his mentality. Anybody that goes against him, he constantly puts their name out there knowing that his supporters will try to do something about it. He, again, is one of the biggest threats to our democracy. Well, I'll take that back. He is the biggest threat to our democracy, and he's a danger to society, as I stated before. And also, the ironic thing about the Colorado decision is that it was Republicans that actually brought the case to the Supreme, to their Supreme Court, not Democrats. But if you listen to the Republicans, they will say it's Joe Biden and is weaponizing the DOJ against his political opponents. So, which is just dumb. Again, his followers, they don't listen to reason, they don't fact check or anything like that. Anyway, Rudy Giuliani, he had already been found liable of defamation, and he was ordered to pay $148 million to Ruby Freeman and Shea Moss in their defamation claim. Of course, he doesn't have $148 million. But right after the judgment, one of the first things he does is goes outside to cameras and defame them again and say that once again he has the proof that they committed these crimes, and he's mentally ill or something is wrong with him. To be found liable, to be ordered to pay this amount of money, where he actually just filed bankruptcy as well, but filing bankruptcy will not negate the judgment against him, thank goodness. But for him to just be found that he'll have to pay $148 million, he immediately goes out and defames them once again, which can open up another lawsuit. I don't think he's gonna have any more money, but it just shows the derangement of this cult. 3 years later, they're still talking about the proof that they have that they've never presented in court or that they lost with in court. It's just crazy. I'm just so sick and tired of this nonsense. And Ken, this week has been very interesting with Hollywood drama. There's an actor by the name of Christian Keys. And he's been in several Tyler Perry plays, movies, and I'm pretty sure he's on this show called Saints and Sinners. But he came out with the video saying that a black billionaire male propositioned him and was willing to pay him $100,000 to keep quiet about it. And immediately, people went to saying it was Tyler Perry. And you have people coming out, you know, saying, well, I knew that something wasn't right about Tyler Perry. It just didn't make sense. And I always knew something was wrong with him. And it doesn't surprise me. Well, then it comes out that it wasn't Tyler Perry. And then now there's speculation about Reverend T.D. Jakes and him having a sexual relationship with Diddy, P. Diddy, Sean Combs. And now you have people coming out saying, I knew that was something not right about him. I knew it all along. And nobody has given any proof of anything. It's just all speculation and gossip. And the way people are running with this information is just absolutely ridiculous. And then I saw another story just yesterday where somebody's spreading the rumor that Oprah Winfrey was arrested with $100 million because she was trying to flee the country. And there's absolutely no proof of any of this stuff. It just annoys me how people run with these false claims with no proof, and they put it out there as if it's fact. We have to stop doing that. That's why I don't really get into the Hollywood gossip or anything like that, because if T.D. Jakes was having a relationship with Diddy or any other man, it wouldn't surprise me. And honestly, I don't care. I don't worship people like that. I don't put anything past any person, because we're all human and we all make mistakes. But to jump on this bandwagon about, you know, you knew this person was like that and you had this bad feeling and you have no proof about anything, just stop spreading the lies. It's stupid, and it makes you look dumb because you keep going with these conspiracies with no actual proof at all. We have to stop that going into 24, because we're real quick to degrade our own. You don't have to like T.D. Jakes, you don't have to like Tyler Perry or Oprah Winfrey, but stop with the nonsense. If you don't have any proof, stop it. And then also, along those same lines, I guess that they're going to unseal the flight log from Jeffrey Epstein's plane to see who visited his island. And I thought that had leaked a while ago. But yet now people are posting all of these fake names. And, you know, it's just stupid. It's just dumb. And people are posting this stuff again as if it's fact. And I hope all of these people who they're saying was affiliated with that, if they weren't, I hope they sue these people spreading these rumors. Because, again, that could be defamation as well. You're ruining these people's character. And it needs to stop. So, and also noticed that there was a UFC fight last week, Leon Edwards and Colby Covington. It was an interesting fight. It was an interesting matchup because Colby Covington has adopted this character where he's this arrogant, Trump-loving fanatic. And I don't understand why people will sell their soul just to kiss up to Trump. And he did this in his last couple of fights, but with Leon Edwards, during the press conference, Leon Edwards' father was murdered when he was, I think, a teenager. And Colby Covington made a statement about, I'm going to send you to hell so you can see your dad, or something like that. That was just out of line. I think it's cool to promote a fight, but when you get that personal like that, keep people's kids and family out of it, in my opinion. But he plays this character talking about MAGA wearing the MAGA hat and saying that when he wins, Trump is going to put the belt around his waist and all of that stuff. I mean, it's just very over the top. And he got his ass kicked. And I'm glad he did. And then he'll come out and say, well, you know, I just did that to help promote the fight. There are just certain things you don't do. You know, I guess some people will do anything to have their name in the press, regardless if it's good or bad. and he seems to do it the bad way, because it's unnecessary. But anything to kind of keep his name out there, he thinks any press is good press. And I think it's ridiculous. And then college football transfer portal has been crazy. I saw a story about an Oklahoma Sooners freshman. He had they said he started 5 games this past year, and he's supposed to be a really good player. Well, he entered the transfer portal and was offered a scholarship by Missouri, which that's where he's from, so he decided to transfer to Missouri. Well, Oklahoma fans got upset and found out where his father works. His father works for an insurance company. They went on Google reviews and started giving his father's business 1-star reviews because his son transferred to a different college to play football. That's just absolutely dumb. The level that so-called fans will go when they're unhappy is ridiculous. And I was having a conversation yesterday because I think it was earlier this season, a Pittsburgh Steelers player fumbled at the end of a game and it cost their team the game, and he got death threats. I mean, I don't take anything that seriously. I mean, it's just a game, and it has nothing to do with me. That's why I hate to have conversations with people. It's cool to root for a team, but I don't have conversations with people who refers to teams as we, as if they're a part of the team or if they play for the team. I don't talk to people like that because they won't listen to reason. You know, the Cowboys are playing Miami tomorrow. I'm a Cowboys fan, but you'll never hear me say we're gonna win because I don't play. I watch. If they lose, it does not affect my day at all. But people that are that heavily invested in that kind of stuff is just, I think that's a mental issue. If you're that invested to where you have to find out where somebody's father works and try to get them fired or harm their business because their son transferred to a different school, that's asinine. But we have a lot of those kind of things that happen and people that think that way. And then Joe Rogan, he's such an arrogant asshole. On his podcast the other day, he was talking to his guest, and they were talking about Joe Biden, and he was saying that Biden is mentally not there, because he referenced a quote that Biden had, something about World War II and airports, or something to that effect, that he was saying how, you know, Joe Biden is just mentally not there. It just didn't make any sense. And his producer found the clip of what Joe Biden said, and they played it. Come to find out, Biden was repeating a quote from Trump. So the producer found the clip where Trump said the exact quote that Biden was making fun of. And Rogan's response was, oh, okay. Well, it looks like he just made a mistake in his wording. That's what he was referring to Trump. So instead of taking responsibility and saying, I was wrong, he just tried to excuse it as if it was just a simple mistake, simple mispronunciation of words or from Trump. But yet when he thought it was Biden is losing his mind and he's too old and all of that stuff. And I think Biden and Trump are close in age by a couple of years. And Rogan has done this a lot, where he makes these false claims and is proven to be wrong. And he may apologize, but it's not the same as when he initially put it out, because Joe Rogan has probably the most popular podcast out, and he has millions of listeners. So they listen to what he says. He was one of the first about the ivermectin stuff. So that's when you start hearing people talk about ivermectin all of a sudden. But he's very irresponsible with his influence and misrepresenting a lot of stuff, and not apologizing for or clearing it up as emphatically as he does when he makes the initial statement. So I just think he's very, very irresponsible. And then I saw a story. This lady said that she cut a friend of hers off because her and this friend had hung out one day, and a few days later she saw on social media that that same friend had closed on the house, on her first house. And the initial friend got upset because the other friend that bought the house never said anything to her while they were hanging out. So she said, "I guess we're not as close as I thought," and she cut her off. And my thing with that is, I don't blame the friend that purchased the house, because a lot of times you don't want to say anything, or I'll speak for me, I don't want to say anything until I know everything is done. I'm a person of finality. So like, for instance, when I got my new job this year, there were a lot of people I didn't say anything to, because even though the background check, everything came through clear, and it was an extensive background check, like fingerprints, all of that stuff. Even though I knew the background check would be clear, but until I had the official offer and I signed, I didn't want to tell anybody. You know, only a couple of people knew that I even had the job offer and everything, and I was just waiting on the background check, because you just don't know, anything could happen during that time frame. So again, I'm such a person of finality. I didn't say a lot. Like, even with my parents, I ended up telling them right before I had my final meeting. I had set up the final meeting saying where they wanted to talk to me, and I just couldn't hold it. I had been holding this information for like 2 months from my parents, but I just wanted the finality, the knowing that everything was a done deal before I said anything. And I don't blame that friend, because anything could happen, especially going through a home buying process, which I've never done, but I know I've seen other people do it, and I know how extensive that is. So I'm sure she just wanted to make sure all the I's were dotted, the T's were crossed before she shared it. And if you stop being friends with somebody over something like that and you can't understand, to me, they were never really your friends in the first place. And on to fantasy football. I came in third place in one of my leagues, but the league that I run personally, I am in the semifinal round this weekend. It's actually myself, my father, one of my best friends, and my uncle. So it's more of a family thing. I'm playing my uncle, my dad is playing one of my best friends, and we'll see who gets into the money round next week. So fingers crossed that I can make it and get paid. Looking forward to it. And also, we have a family pot that I'm tied with my uncle that I'm playing with now, and if I beat him this weekend, I'll go to the final round, so I'll be guaranteed at least 40% of the pot, plus the family pot, which is another $100 or so. So I'm really looking forward to that. It's been a stressful week. My dad, he has a couple of players playing right now. It's not looking that good for him, but we still have all tomorrow and Monday night. Moving on to my verbal middle finger for this week. It goes to the St. John Sheriff's Department. There was an 18-year-old outside on the phone, on his cell phone, talking to his mom outside of his hotel room. A police officer saw him and decided to approach him and demanded his ID. The teenager didn't do anything wrong, so he refused to give his ID. There was a struggle that ensued, and the police officer ended up having a heart attack in the middle of the struggle. And now they are trying to charge the teen, 18 years old, with manslaughter for causing the officer's heart attack. Again, the teen didn't do anything wrong, so there was no need for him to be asked for his ID. So the St. John Sheriff's Department you get the middle finger because it's unnecessary what you're doing to this 18-year-old. And the quote for this week is, your circle is crucial to your success, so make sure the people you let in bring peace to your life and push you to be the absolute best version of yourself. And before I close it out this week, I just want to wrap up the year. It has been an interesting 2023, but I'm blessed. I'm thankful for so many things. There were a few obstacles throughout the year, but ultimately, I'm blessed and I'm thankful. Thankful for health, thankful for my family and friends are healthy. I'm thankful for my job that I got this year. It has been an absolute blessing and has allowed me to help others and do things for other people. I'm definitely more of a giver than a receiver, and I just like blessing other people. So it has allowed me to be a blessing to other people. But I'm extremely thankful. I'm looking forward to 2024. I hope you have a wonderful holiday and a happy new year. Until 2024, God bless. Be safe. Peace.